the Rishon may be aware of various possibilities, and they realize there is an absolute truth which only a first one who knows, and we don't necessarily know that truth, but we have to function in a pragmatic manner in terms of our emotions and how we deal with various halacha. But we have to choose something, because it's difficult to in terms of being a shown to function and to live in our hashkafas. Therefore, the people, a person has to choose a particular philosophy in order to function. He recognizes that they may be wrong, maybe the other philosophy is the emes, but he has to choose. Is this what you have in mind?
Well, this, what you are saying, that I mean, I didn't. It's close. I mean, it's close to what they were saying. You know, that's more or less the idea. That he has to choose, because we can't do more than one thing at a time. So we have to choose one way, one day.
When he chooses that which he feels it sounds more logical to him.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What's closer to him? Like the Ramban on this parchet brings down on Chayo, the Vishbati Chayo Ro Minores. Rabbi Yudo Imer, this and this. Rabbi Shimon Imer, this and this. Vezeo, something like Vezeo Emes. I mean, what Rabbi Shimon said, that's the truth. The Ramban does it all the time. He always chooses, he always takes positions. It's a normal thing. It's not a. It's not only in Bayurishon, in Bachorim, also the same thing.
But Ramban is saying the Zahemis. He's not saying this is what I feel.
No, what does it mean? That Rabbiuda is wrong. It means that, what he's saying is that to his das, according to his das, that is the Emes. I mean, that fits more with what his whole derech was in Parshas Bechukoisa. Well, in this Parshas Bechukoisa. It's interesting, says Rabbi Yudah says this way, but of course Rabbi Shimon is right. Now, talking again to what we're going to be talking about, the problem of how to present machlokes in Klal Yisrael for the public. Remember that in our jobs, we are not just teachers. We are the hasbara, the public relations arm of Torah to the world. I mean, we are supposed to explain certain things, so we are supposed to put Torah in the best possible light. It's our obligation. And this is why you shouldn't be shocked sometimes I tell you to cover up. I mean, you have to present the truth. I'm not saying to say anything shaker, but you have to present the truth in a way that should be palatable, acceptable to the public. How do you present machloikism? Right? How do we understand? How do we present the sharp machloikism between misnagdim and chassidim? Right? How do you present it to the public? How are they supposed to understand it?
Family quarrel.
It doesn't make sense to them. I mean, it doesn't make sense to us either. Exactly. Why?
Why present it at all?
You have to present it because you are constantly bothered by the problem. For instance, people who I would consider ignorant people. What do they know? What's going on with the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Shach? I didn't know that they knew that the name existed, that the Rav Shach existed. They know. I was shocked. The types of people that are so far away from Yiddishkeit, but they know that there is a problem with Rav Shach and the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And that is the way, right? Of course, I mean, they play it up. They play it up, and it's something which is, it is an appeal to the public, and you have to be able to explain it, because otherwise, so you are part of that machloikes, and you immediately lose credibility. The machloikes, I mean, let's face it, a machloikes makes Yiddishkeit lose credibility, because if one can say one way, and one can say another way, so I can say both ways are wrong. You know, like the man who stopped wearing on tefillin, and he says, I don't want to get into machloikes, I'm in a damn rashi. I'm not suffering on tefillin. It's a joke with a lot of truth to it. It does bring down the credibility of Klal Yisrael. And the fact is that usually, by machloikes, we paid a price for a machloikes. Later, paid a price. So, I want to speak in general about the idea of machloikis in Klal Yisrael. First of all, the fact that machloikis is inevitable. There is no way that you get away from a machloikis. I explained already last week, I told you that the only way that Klal Yisrael didn't suffer from the machloikis is because it came to a vote and we followed the majority. But differences of opinion, there always were. There is no such a thing as no differences of opinion. Like the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu ve'Aaron HaKohen. They had two approaches. They had two approaches, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu's approach was Yikoy Vadine Sohor. That's it. And Aaron's approach was somewhere, something, you know, compromise. Compromise, the Gemara says. And those were two approaches. So there was already a machloikis of how to approach things. So obviously when the power of the Sanhedrin is lost, so of course you have different opinions and you start different schools. And the question is just how to approach, how to present the machloikis in a way that it should make sense to the Hamoin Am. So, you know, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says concerning machloikes sheile shem shomaim soifo lehiskayim. Very difficult expression there. Soifo lehiskayim. What does it mean, soifo lehiskayim? So, you know, the Mephorshim talk about what is the kiyum of a machloikes. Is that what we want? What does it mean? On the surface, it sounds like a machloikes, sheile shem shomaim, it will remain a machloikes. So what's so great about it? The point is that each side in the machloikes has a goal. The goal is the emes. Of course, they have two different methods in how to reach the goal. So one of the foreshim said that soifol iskayim means that the goal will be reached. For instance, machloikes Shammai and Hillel concerning Tzogas Abas, whatever it is. So they were thinking, what is the purest way to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum? So both are concerned in how to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. So the mitzvah will be fulfilled. So this, each one will fulfill it in different ways, but there will be a kiyum to Torah. This is the pshat. The soifol iskayim doesn't mean the machloikes is soifol iskayim. The purpose of the machloikes was lehagdil Torah ladiro, that will have a kiyum.
The machlokes is based, wasn't the machlokes based that they both had different masoras or different ways to darshan the psukim?
Definitely.
They start from the different approach to darshan the psukim, not because they had different outlook on what should my hashkafa be in Judaism and how to present Judaism. Is it?
Of course. I mean, they were just using, love dafkim in every single case, but they were using a certain method. They darshaned one posuk, one darshaned another posuk, right? One thought that the posuk had to be darshaned one way, one thought that the posuk had to be darshaned another way.
I'm not sure that they wanted to have this the purest way to do even, that that's what the Torah
so this, but this is the pshat. This is the pshat. In other words, what are they looking for? They were looking for the fulfillment of the goal of the Torah. Right?
And they're using the methodology.
And they're using the methodology of Torah, how to get to that goal.
So they thought this would work. But they didn't, as opposed to the other one, not because this one fits my. It's not that they wanted to have a goal, they had to find a means to get to the goal. They had a means and they ended up at a certain goal.
Well, the truth is where we are bringing up a subject which is a very delicate subject on this side. I mean, can it be sometimes that they had a preconceived notion of where the drash is supposed to lead them and then they would darshan according to the preconceived notion? Find that I'm not getting into that problem. That is a problem. It's not such a simple matter. But in this particular case, that's not the case. Each one was looking for the way that the Torah said how you should fulfill Yibum. What is the Rotson Hashem in how to fulfill Yibum? So one said one way, one said another way. But both wanted the Rotson Hashem to be fulfilled. So, soifol iskayim, the Rotson Hashem will be fulfilled. Okay? Yeah?
Doesn't mean that I've learned up to the drushes of Beit Shammai, so I'm still doing the comments of Lima Tzair.
Well, you're being fulfilling the union of Oisek B'Torah. Okay, the Maral says, I told you that the Maral says by Shammai and Hillel, we still have the level of Elu Ve'elu Diver Elokim Chaim. And that's Taket B'Shat. He says it because it was L'Shem Shomayim.
So the L'Shem Shomayim is Torah.
Yeah, the Soifol Iskayim is Torah.
The L'Shem Shomayim.
What? That's what he comes out of it, that that purity of the Leshem Shamayim of Shammai and Hillel, right, that already wasn't able to be duplicated.
The Rambam wasn't doing.
I mean, that level, it means whatever the Rambam was, but he wasn't Hillel. Right? So that level of purity doesn't exist anymore. Right? So there is a machloikis. Now, there is another very, very important concept. Once I do decide that I have a certain position, let's say a certain person sees himself already as a godel, and he sees a certain view, he sees that that is the way it is, and he sees that that other godel has another view, what are his obligations towards his own point of view? Very difficult question. What is my obligation, right? If I believe that I'm a bar ochi, that I'm at that level, that I can say opinions to Klalis, or Klalis will look up at me to say rules, just how God to guide Klal Israel, right? And I come up with a certain position, and there is someone else who comes up with a different position. What is my chiyuv? Remember, we have a chiyuv to be very modest, right? On the other hand, we have a commitment to emes, and I believe that this is the emes, but it's only my emes, right? What is my chiyuv? Do I have a right to say, after all, it's only me? So I think one way, who am I? So maybe I will be machnia my das, I will make my das subservient to the other person.